listening pretty late. It's my pleasure and honor to sit down with Sergeant First Class retired David Yulee. Am I saying your name correctly?
Yes, ma'am.
And where are you from?
I'm originally from an island, American Samoa.
Where is that?
American Samoa. It's territory of the United States, located in the South Pacific. In the middle of the South Pacific, yeah.
All right. How long have you been in the Army? Or were you in the Army?
I served 26 years in the Army.
I don't know what it is about the Army, but nobody looks like they've been serving that long. Y'all are too young to say you've been serving for 26 years.
Yeah, the age made me, you know, my body tells me I've been serving for like 36, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And what are you competing in? What trials are you involved in?
I'm involved in the Army trials, sports I'm competing in shotboard and discus. Sitting volleyball, sitting basketball, archery shooting. So we're here competing in the Army trials to hopefully make the team for the Army team and then go on to participate in the Warrior Games later on in Chicago, Illinois.
And have you competed before in the Warrior Games?
Yes, actually last year was my first year in the Warrior Games. I was injured and I processed out of the Army with medical retirement. But I was going through the Warrior Care Transition Unit, so they helped me to transition down the military by finding other avenues to kind of focus my attention, focus my my energy. So it really helped us out. And I know it's helped a lot of other soldiers also.
And were you surprised at what you were capable of when you started training for the Warrior Games?
Oh, yeah, very, very surprised. When you're in the Warrior Transition Units, usually what happens are they tell you what you can and cannot do.
Okay.
And so for me, I kind of felt like I was like less of a soldier because I couldn't do what other soldiers were doing before or what I did before. And so it gave me an avenue to kind of hone my athleticism back, bring the competition and competitive spirit back, you know what I mean, and be able to compete against fellow soldiers and sailors and everything like that. So it was great. It was a great opportunity for me, so I love it.
And which events did you compete in last year?
I did shot put and discus, shooting, rifle shooting, archery, and then I also did city volleyball. So it was a lot of fun.
And had you competed in those kinds of sports before you started training for the games?
No, not really.
No.
I probably may have grabbed a shot put in high school and just kind of tossed it a little, but last year was my first year, and I was blessed to have great coaching.
Uh-huh.
I went to the Warrior Games and I won a gold in the shot put and discus. So.
That's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations on that.
It's like being, I told people, you know, I'm from Samoa, it's like throwing coconuts. So.
Is that right? It's like throwing coconuts. Yeah. That's good. I'll have to watch some Samoa's throwing coconut videos. Is that right? So you are the champ to beat this year. So you kind of have a target.
Well, yeah, I guess so. But, you know, the camaraderie, it's more of a camaraderie thing. You know, you compete against yourself, you want to do better than you did last year. And there's definitely competition, but more than anything else, it's camaraderie with the fellow soldiers, fellow sailors, Marines, and you know what I mean? You get up there, nobody's really like, hey, I'm gunning for you or anything like that.
I don't know. I just heard the archery coach talk about not brushing your teeth for 4 days.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Those
before
are tactics.
You compete. You need some of those tactics at all?
Well, yeah.
I would do that. I think in wrestling that would be the most.
In wrestling that would work.
Right?
But yeah, yeah.
But archery, I never thought of trying to smell bad next to my competitor.
Well, last year I was like kind of sandwiched between the British guy and the Navy guy. And again, the Navy guy was looking right at me. And after he shot, he wouldn't move. He just stood there and looked right into my eyes.
Oh, a little intimidating,
you know.
Do you think it had an effect?
No, I kind of winked
good
at him. So.
Yeah, don't let that guy. Don't let Navy. Don't let someone like Commander Wells be giving you a hard time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are your goals when it comes to competing? I know that you mentioned challenging yourself and getting back to the athleticism, spirit of it.
So last year when I was invited to this thing, I really didn't have any goals. I just figured I'd come out here and have a good time, which is still one of my main goals, to come out here and have a good time. Then other avenues were opening up, like the Warrior Games, and then you know, the possibility of maybe probably making an Invictus team or moving on and becoming a coach to help coach other people do this. So I'm in the process of just trying to get the word out so then more of our soldiers, sailors, and Marine Corps people can come out here and participate in this. Because last year I transitioned out of the military.
Okay.
It was a pretty hard transition, but this really helped me focus some energy that was kind of like going all over the place, pretty sporadic, helped me focus and helped me transition better out of the military.
It also channels your energy in ways that were similar to being in the military.
Yeah, oh, and most definitely. You definitely have to have some discipline in most of the sports you have, especially archery. You've got to be disciplined, you know, in shot put, you can let out all your aggression on the shot put.
Right.
You know,
you can't be aggressive with a bow and arrow.
No. You got to kind of have some finesse about it. So, yeah.
Those are kind of some two wildly opposite techniques and all the things that you're competing in.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that the Army is doing great now and that Warrior Transition Units are doing great is they have these sports psychiatrists out here that help us focus and, you know, picture things, have mental pictures of what we're doing. So it's really, really helping us out. So it's great.
And now where do you live?
I'm currently...
When you're not here training at Fort Bliss.
Yeah, so I retired out of Tacoma, Washington.
Okay.
Yeah, so I live there with a family of... beautiful wife, and I have four kids and one more on the way. So,
oh, there you go.
I thought I was done.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I thought I was done when I retired, but my wife was like, "Hey, I'm late." I was like, "What are you late for?"
Can I help you get on time?
Yeah.
So, yeah. It'll keep you young, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Plus, you said this will be your fifth?
This will be our fifth.
So you have four others to help out, right?
Yeah.
So you have a crew. It's like having a pit crew.
Oh, yeah, I have a crew. So it's not like it was the first time. This is our fifth go around, so it's going to be awesome. I have some babysitters that live in the house already.
That's
so
right.
It's great.
What's
going to
be the age range?
So my oldest is 16. I have 12, 11, 9, and then baby's probably due in May, so I'm looking forward to it.
That's a good group to have.
Yeah, I know. Last year, my wife was like, "You want to get a dog?" I was like, "Yeah, let's think about getting a dog." She was like, "All right, cancel the dog. We're having a baby."
Wait a minute. Baby trumps dog?
Yeah.
You can't have both?
Well, you know, that's I can only handle so much.
Not until the baby can want the dog. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, I can only have so much in our house. So, yeah, it's been great. Retirement has been great.
For people who aren't familiar, because we want to make sure as many people in Chicago come out for the Warrior Games this year, what do you want people to know about the Warrior Games and the athletes that are participating?
Well, the thing they need to know is these soldiers serve their country. You know, first and foremost, they raise their hand, they volunteer to serve the country and put their life on the line. And through their service, they were injured somehow, some way. And just come out there and support them. See what these soldiers can do and what they can accomplish. Because a lot of them have gone through some adversity, a lot of them PTSD. Some are amputees, have lost a limb and stuff. So just come out and support our soldiers, sailors, Marine Corps personnel, and airmen, because they've really put a lot into this. You know, they're putting their heart and soul into this. So come out and support them. Show them that you love them. Show them that you appreciate them. And it'll mean a lot to them. It really will. It will mean a lot to them. And when they come out and see these soldiers that have issues doing what they do, they will have a much better perspective on life and the things that they can accomplish also. So it'll be inspiring for them.
What a great inspiration.
No,
really, thank you so much. Again, we've been talking to Sergeant First Class David Yulee, retired.
Yes.
And I wish you the very best of luck. Looking forward to hopefully seeing you in Chicago. What kind of food are you looking forward to eating in Chicago?
In Chicago? Everything.
There's no parameters.
No, Chicago pizza, you know.
Right.
I need to eat some of the Chicago pizza that's out there. So, yeah.
All right, we'll have to get you some Lou Malnati's. That's
okay.
Our favorite.
Okay, all right, awesome.
Well,
thanks.
Good luck and have a great rest of your trials.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Take care. Thank you. More after this on 720 WGN.